Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Moving on, Olivier Rafovich, he's joined us before. He's a reserve colonel at the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF. He's a former foreign media spokesman and a military expert for i24 News. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
All right. So there's been some new accusations. Israel mainly to blame for the conflict. That's now a new United Nations report. Israel's occupation and discrimination against Palestinians are the main cause of endless cycles of violence. That's according to UN investigators on Tuesday. Of course, Israel not happy with this finding by the United Nations so-called Human Rights Council. Is there a point, actually, in responding to this? Surely we should roll our eyes and move on?
Yes or no.
Okay.
Yes, because it's not the first time that the UN is accusing Israel in a new report.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new report who looks like an old report, because if you look backwards, you can see that the same kind of narrative has been used as the UN against Israel. But I say no, because we need, as a nation, among the nation, to respond and to, to put the accusations aside. So all the time it's a kind of, road in the middle, in order to deal with the UN. Don't forget that yesterday, at the same time, our ambassador in the United Nations, Ardan, has been elected to be the vice president of the General Assembly at the UN.
Right, yes, I saw
New
that.
York. So it is also a very good point. So from one point, not everything there is very good at the UN.
Right.
But sometimes it can be also positive for Israel.
Right. The United Nations Human Rights Council, we know that America under Donald Trump left, now they're back. We see that North Korea is headed up the disarmament panel for a while. The credibility isn't there, but yet a few moments ago I had a conversation with BDS here on the radio, on my show, and these things are often used as proof that Israel is unequivocally and factually the oppressor. How do we start to deal with that? Because these things exist and they are quoted on and relied upon all the time, unfortunately.
Listen, because we are a strong nation and a strong people and a strong country, we need also to talk about the reality in the, in the real way.
Mm-hmm.
What I do mean is that we have a conflict situation, as you know.
Of course.
This conflict situation is not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
And in a conflict, there are two sides, our side and their side.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we are also now meeting other sides, even within the Israeli society, Israeli people, Jewish people, who don't approve the Israeli position.
Mm.
And among Palestinians, you have Hamas, you have Islamic Jihad, but you have also some people who are ready to compromise and to negotiate. So because of this conflict, you can find, I would say, all the ammunition that the UN report needs in order to write what they are writing. On the other hand, we need, as a strong nation, to face the reality. And between you and me, we love Israel and we consider Israel as our, motherland. We also need sometimes to find what would be the solution in the end, because we cannot continue to be in this conflictual situation without trying or achieving solutions. It's not simple, but until we don't know what is the end of this situation, we will face criticism. We will face bad reports. We will face BDS. We will face, because we are also, and I'm not from the left wing, and I'm not from the Peace Now movement, but as a father, as a military guy, as an Israeli citizen, I think that we need, at the end, to find something in order to end this conflict. It's not over yet. So meanwhile, we have to manage. Sometimes it's good reports, sometimes it's not very good reports, but we are part of the nation family, so we have to deal with.
Are there enough willing participants in a peace process on the other side, do you think? And is that growing? Is that improving, or is that very much what it was?
You know, we meet a big problem. It's not a 10-minute program. But
unfortunately.
But we need something that it calls time to talk about. In the Israeli mind, in the Western mind, maybe in your mind, time is running very quickly. We have no time. So we want to have solution right now. That's why maybe peace now was created, to make peace now.
To make peace now,
it's like to drink an espresso coffee instead of a Turkish coffee, which takes time to prepare to drink. We are actually in a situation where two time perceptions are confronting each other.
Right.
Our, to do it now, quickly, maybe it will be very, very painful. And the other side, when you talk about them, they think that the time is with them. So if they think that time is with them, they will continue, they will pursue this process, even if it will take eternity, because they believe deeply inside that time is with them. So at the end, they will win. That's why we have to find something in the middle. I don't know if it's, if I'm clear enough.
I think you are. It's a very interesting concept. But again, talking about time, unfortunately, today just seems to have completely, completely run away with me. But let me tell you that you're going to come back when we do have more time. And we need to talk about this, because this type of recognition and this view of the conflict is one maybe that'll help us move forward. Unfortunately, as I said, time is not our friend right now. And that was Olivier Rafovich, who is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, former foreign media spokesman and military expert for I-24 News.